Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third, the right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sal Ivars. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third, the center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting seventh, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Hiller. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Frank Hiller. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin, who is chasing the ball. Baumholtz reaches third base with a triple. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stanky fields the ball and throws to second. Dark drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Dark. Connors moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Connors scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burgess moves to second. Frank Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-1 in the game. Mixes hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-1 in the game. Stanky strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-1 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Mays reaches second base with a double. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0-1 in the game. Ivars hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Stanky moves to third. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivars hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. Connors bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mixes moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Borkowski pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Borkowski moves to second. Sal Mali now pitching. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Frank Hiller. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman fields the ball and throws to Mali covering. Safe. Borkowski moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Owen now catching. Joe Hatton now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ivars strikes out. One out. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali bunts towards the mound. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.